Cards Weekly is presented by the Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
You know, the quarterback thing will come. So I don't want this to sound like we're being cavalier about it. We've got to wait for free agency to start to see who's out there. I know we're going to be aggressive. We're going to have a plan.
Yes, the QB question, one of many questions that NFL decision makers are not allowed to answer. Not yet. Paul Calvisi with Cards Weekly. Look, we all have to wait until March 14th, the start of the league year. So no names on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, but it doesn't mean that plan isn't already in motion.
I can tell you what we can do is we can get ready for free agency. And we actually start free agent meetings this morning. So the coaching staff and all of our scouts are together right now at the training facility for the next 3 days, and they are lining up all of the free agents, and including lining them up against our own roster.
So if free agent players are available that are better than current Cardinals players, well, they could be future Cardinals. As to the fact the Cardinals don't have a quarterback under contract,
you can bet that we're going to be evaluating the quarterbacks that we think might be available either in free agency or via trade. I just dial it back to 5 years ago, 2013. You know, we were in a very similar situation, except we didn't have an experienced GM. We were hiring a first-time GM, first-time head coach, and we had no quarterback.
And as the team president explained to Doug and Wolf on the Cardinals flagship, the GM is in place this time with 5 years' experience. In fact, it was Keim time earlier this week with a contract extension through 2022.
I think Steve's one of the better GMs in the National Football League. He's done a terrific job. When you look at his wins and losses, he's among the top. This is about creating stability in the organization and making sure that we take care of the folks that have really deserve an extension, and Steve really did. We sat down last week and hammered out the details over dinner.
So now the GM contract lines up with that of the new head coach. Speaking of Steve Wilks, he's been on the job 3 weeks and already
there's a different vibe in there now, and he has hit the ground running. He is organized. He is efficient. He talks about accountability. Holy cow. I mean, he has just been banging away the decisions, put together a great staff. That staff all fits his personality, and it's been all business, outcome-oriented, and there's been, a super efficient, that it's been all business, and I really like it.
And something else the team president likes, the dynamic of having a former head coach on staff, an offensive coordinator, Mike McCoy.
Any new head coach, as I've said to Coach Wilks, you're going to feel like you're drinking water from a fire hydrant, as soon as you get this job. And there are just a lot of things. And he's going to want somebody who's kind of a peer to bounce things off of when things come up. Questions that he may not want to ask Steve or may not want to ask me, but he just may want to ask another coach. And so he'll get the benefit of Mike McCoy's experience when he seeks it. But he's also got to find his own way.
In fact, we'll leave you with an example of how Coach Wilks has already found his own way by, posting his own words for all to see.
One of the things that is going to happen is he is putting up some of his own words on the walls and things like that that are inspirational to players and really reinforce the themes that he's talked about at his press conference and with us individually.